publicly posting prison rape statistics is required for all states under the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. Marion Morgan is in charge of making sure Wisconsin complies with all the Act's requirements for reporting, investigating, and punishing those who violate the zero tolerance policy for sexual abuse behind bars.
There's nothing that it mandates that it be done out in the community. There's nothing that mandates that it be done in our schools, churches, other institutions where you see rampant sexual abuse occurring. But corrections is the only field that is mandated to address this issue.
This year in Wisconsin, through July, there were 354 allegations of sexual harassment, abuse, or sexual assaults between inmates or inmates and staff. But only one allegation of an actual inmate-on-inmate rape was substantiated, and only three sexual misconduct charges were proven between staff and inmates. That's actually a slight decrease in both categories from last year. Morgan says one goal of publicly posting the numbers is to change public attitudes about rape in prison.
People sort of believe, well, what happens behind the walls stays behind the walls. They're already there and sentenced for something, so if this happens, you know, it happens. Well, the reality is 95% to 97% of our inmates return to the community, and if they're sexually traumatized while in detention, that's going to inhibit their ability to successfully reenter.
The most recent national numbers are from 2011. They show 80,000 prison inmates reported at least one incident of sexual abuse by an inmate or prison guard. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.